Yeah, that's not how that wanted that to come out. That was weird.
That's not a good stop. They're Catholic. They don't believe in condoms. Oh, are we rolling?
Yeah.
Oh, welcome to Loose Release Wrestling. This is the news you can't lose. I'm Red Jefferson. I'm here with Mullet Jasmine. Mullet,
how are you? I'm doing better, Red. Doing better. I haven't seen... I've had a Chihuahua incident. My neighbor's Chihuahua keeps wandering into our yard. And I'm worried our cat Atticus will rip it to pieces because Atticus is vicious when it comes to dogs, especially dogs he could take on. But I haven't seen the Chihuahua. I haven't seen the Chihuahua all day.
I love Atticus's moxie. This cat has a missing leg and thinks it could rule the world. And I love that about Atticus. And one, that's the spirit of the show. Atticus embodies Loser Lee's Wrestling. And we got some news for you today. A lot of cool news that you shouldn't lose. Actually, it's not a lot of cool news. It's a very little amount of news because not a lot of interesting things happened this week. And I was so desperate, Moet. I was so desperate.
Red, I gotta. I don't know.
What?
We gotta. I don't know if you should cut this part out, but I have a little a notification that every time we get a new subscriber or like any notification.
Ken 55.
Yeah, we just got...
Hey, Loser Lee's Wrestling fans, we have Hentai Ken. He joined us. He's now a big fan of our show, and we've been trying to get Hentai Ken on the show for a while, and he just subscribed to us, and we're thankful. You know, we hope to make him proud. Thank you, Hentai Ken. But let's not that's staying in the podcast, but we have to get to this news, Moet.
Fair. We gotta be serious
because news is serious. We don't even have our news backgrounds on.
I just realized that. Yeah, I'm changing it right now.
All right, you change while I start talking. I'll look down for a second. All right. Newest, this is between September 13th and September 19th. News you can't lose. Don't forget that. Also, follow us on Loser Lee's Wrestling on Instagram. Make sure to subscribe on YouTube and whatever podcast you do listen to. You better like and subscribe. First news story. Moet, this is big groundbreaking news that we already probably knew and we may have already discussed on our already podcast. But Will Hobbs is signed with AEW. Will Hobbs has been, I guess, with the company for a couple months now, just working dark matches. Mm-hmm. And now he is on the main roster. He came by to help Jon Moxley fend off Taz and Jake Roberts' crew, whatever they're called right now. Godzilla, they said that somewhere. But what do you think about Will Hobbs joining the crew?
Joining that crew, I love that that was his introduction to the AEW Dynamite side of things. Even though he's been on Dark for a while, he's been building his character, you know. I think it was just a very strong way to show off a new, fresh character, and they put him over so well. Moxley did such a great job doing that, so I'm excited. I mean, he's got a lot to live up to now with that being put in such a assuming high profile match, you know, like depending on what they do with it and everything. But
I love his body type, man. I just love a big barrel chested, almost got boobies, almost there, just so close. And he's just so fast. He's so explosive. Very excited about this guy. I wonder how old he is. He seems young.
I don't know. Probably 22, 20.
Yeah, let's go with Loser Lee's Wrestling says he's 22 years old. Let's say we're going to make a prediction there.
He's got the energy of a young bull. You know, he looks exciting. Or excitable.
He's got the energy of a 22-year-old for sure. We're moving on. We got more breaking news. This is something actually is the most surprising thing that I saw this week. Hangman Adam Page. We all know Hangman Adam Page as part of the Elite. Well, used to be part of the Elite. One of the main people on AEW. And guess what? He wrote a children's book.
What?
He wrote a children's book. This character that is a growing alcoholic, scared, doesn't know who to trust, very, very impressionable character, wrote a children's book called Adam and the Golden Horseshoe.
Wait, who? Adam Page?
Hangman Adam Page wrote a children's book called Adam and the Golden Horseshoe.
The character or the man.
So I think there's so AEW when they started with TNT, I think, I don't even know, they got like this book deal where they were able to write books. I think the Young Bucks have already written a book, I guess.
Oh yeah, it's coming out like next month.
And they got a book deal where a few of them got to write something, and Adam Page was just like, "I'll write a children's book."
Oh, that's lovely.
I thought that was really sweet, but also just. What a surprise. That's the biggest news for me this week. That's the thing that shook me the most.
Yeah, Young Bucks also have a, I'm pretty sure they have a children's book that they've had out for a few years. No, not the new one. The new one's like a biography on their lives, but I think they also have a children's book on The Elite that came out like years ago. So maybe that's, they got that connection or something. That's actually very sweet, though, that he's got
one. That's very sweet. I like that Adam Page. I would not want to read the Young Bucks one. The Young Bucks one probably has so many Christian overtones. It'd be so...
Probably, so, but they also have kids, so, like, I don't know. I think that aspect is sweet to make a little children's book because you're a millionaire and you can do that sort of thing for your children.
As long as you keep the religion out of it.
Yeah, man, you're angry about that.
Yeah, I'm pretty angry about that, but we're going to lose so many of our Christian viewers now. I love you, Christian viewers. I just don't want to talk to you about Christianity.
Well, hey, I think that's an okay thing. You know, I think we should let them have their space and do their thing, and that's how we're going to keep those viewers, because we got to keep the balance.
And let me preface this. I'm Catholic, so I'm allowed to say this.
Oh, yeah, I'm not, so I guess I got to be careful.
No, you don't know. I'm just trying to say that I hate religion because I am of religion. I was created through religion, and that's why I hate it so much.
It was born in religion.
I was born because my parents don't believe in contraception. That's 100% true.
Oh.
That's 100%
Well, true. We're not going there. That's too deep. That's a whole episode.
Oh, boy. I hope they see this. All right. Next up, we got another news article here. We got something real. This is weird. This is just a weird one. I guess it just happened a day or two ago. Moet, are you familiar with WWE 2K Battleground?
Yes, Red, I am familiar with WWE 2K Battleground.
Excellent. Then I don't have to explain it at all. No, it's a video game that not THQ, that WWE has. It's on. Is it on a mobile game or is it like a Xbox PS1 game?
Well, I said I'm familiar with it, but I'm not an expert necessarily. I think I it looks like video.
Well, you're our tech and gaming expert.
I was just coming in like super confident. I don't know what I'm talking about.
It's this game where it's just like a very flashy WWE game. It's just very cartoonish. I saw some footage of it, but Tessa Blanchard has kind of appeared in the game. Not as a character. Essentially, they have this info screen where they have this two-toned cartoons of how you're supposed to play the game or what you're supposed to do in the game, you know, like a little tutorial instructions. And one of those cartoons is a picture of Tessa Blanchard that someone took. They put into two-tone, made it like an orangey-brown looking thing. But it's 100% her. And somehow she appeared in this video game. She's an Impact star or recently released from Impact. But when I first saw this headline, I'm just like, is she going to be a playable character in the game? And they just kind of accidentally leaked it through some means. But apparently, I think it was just a mistake. They have a patch in the game that already removed it. Mo, what are your thoughts on this whole scenario?
Ooh, interesting. I bet it was just laziness. I bet they just typed in, they need a female wrestling star. They, you know, on the cover, just it doesn't even matter. We're not going to see their face. But wrestling fans are very detail-oriented, apparently.
I wonder if it's just a designer that doesn't care about wrestling and just did that. It was probably that, right?
That's what I assume was what it was. Like, she whatever. She was in WWE. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. She's in, I think, the women's tournament. Mae Young Classic.
Was she in the Mae Young Classic?
Pretty sure she was. I could be wrong, but I thought
she was. Ellering was. Ellering definitely was, but I guess maybe Blanchard was too. I don't know. But either way, we wish her best in her future endeavors. I don't know. That's a weird thing to say. She didn't get fired. Moet, next story. This is the hottest one. The hottest one there is. The G1 Climax started today, Moet.
That's pretty cool.
Did you hear about this? Have you heard about this?
Yeah.
About this G1 Climax?
It's very cool. It's very cool.
It's number 30.
It's the 30th?
Yeah, I guess. I think.
Is that true? I thought it was 31.
Well, when I pulled the pictures for you, I definitely pulled 30. So.
I can't remember anymore. It might be 30 now.
Yeah, we're going to go with 30.
Very exciting. It's very cool. I didn't know you were going to put this one on here because I don't know any. I can't say with confidence how long it is. It's like 28 days.
List
I think.
A few of the past winners. List the past 10 years of winners. Who have they been?
We got Kenny Omega. He won once. He was the first Gaijin wrestler to win.
Uh-huh. Really? The first?
Again, I need to look this up.
Oh,
I feel like
you're the resident expert on the Climax.
I'm pretty sure he was the first. Did AJ Styles win it?
I don't know. Did Vader win it?
I don't think so. I don't think Vader won it.
Seems like Vader would win.
I think Vader was a... Well, the thing is that makes it so great is it's like... there's an A block and a B block. And I want to say there's about five wrestlers in each. And you have to wrestle every single wrestler in your block. And then based, it's a point system.
It's like a round robin tournament, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And then it's a point system. You win. You get like 2 points if you win. 1 point each if you draw, something like that. And so then the winner of each block then fights and then become, you know, wins the G1. So what that means is you got to wrestle a lot of matches in a very short span of time. And so it's grueling work. And so somebody like Okada, who at least in the previous years was like unbeatable as world champion, can lose to anybody just through perseverance and like just being worn down by the tournament itself. So it really like has like a very exciting, even playing field to everybody. And then if you lose a match, it's not the end of the world because you can gain points in other ways. And like, you know, so
yeah. I really should watch it because I've been a wrestling fan for 20 years and I haven't seen a single thing of the G1.
It's good. My favorite moment in the G1 personally, because I'm a video game nerd, was when Kenny Omega won. He did a Mega Man storyline throughout the tournament, where he would like Mega Man gains powers from the bosses that he beats, and then you could become essentially a version of that. So he used everyone's like he used at the for the final everyone's finisher that beat him before to beat the last guy.
What a brilliant move!
Yeah.
What a brilliant thing. You know, the one of what that reminded me of, and it's nothing to do with this at all, but remember Matt Stryker?
Yeah.
Matt Stryker, when he was on the Indies, he was on the Indies in my area, in New Jersey, New York, and I used to see him at Indie shows, and his gimmick when he was on the Indies was he would steal, he just stole Legend's finishers. So he'd come out and he'd just do Legend, like he'll hit you with a stunner, go for the ankle lock, and then he'll go for the cross ace, and then hit you with the people's elbow. That's all he did.
And that was his entire moveset.
That was his gimmick. His gimmick was he was every other big wrestler.
Did people like it?
Oh, it got over huge. He used to do great impersonations too. He'd come out like Roddy Piper or as Ric Flair or as Ultimate Warrior. He'd do these amazing impersonations and then he'd just use everyone's finishers in the match.
Oh, that's fun. That's good.
It was a lot of fun.
For like an indie thing. I don't know how
Only for an indie thing.
Yeah, with copyright issues. I'm sure those are copyright moves, right? Is that how that works? No?
I think it's like so amorphous. Like that type of, you know, it's almost like, I'm an artist that only uses red paint. And if someone makes an only red paint thing, you can't really sue them over it. You can sue them over calling it a Picasso or saying that you know, that type of thing. But Shark Boy was doing the stutter.
That's true. That doesn't make sense to copyright moves. That does. Yeah. But I guess it's just a big no-no. Big no-no. If you do the Stone Cold Stunner during prime Stone Cold years, then that's not cool. Yeah. Yeah.
And Miro, just a quick thing about Miro. Miro was talking about his experience in the back at AEW locker room and how he went up to the Blade and he's just like, I'm sorry I stole your gimmick, because they have the same hair right now, the same look. And he, in all honesty, Miro should not have that. I want him to have black hair and a mustache.
I like that, yeah. I'm really curious what he's doing with his look and like how that's going to play into his, like, a character. Because he's super ultra rich Twitch streamer as his character, which is really interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting. Well, this has been the lose you lose. What is wrong with me? This is the news you can't lose. We're the Loser Leaves Wrestling Crew. Please follow us on all the things, right, Mullet? We want to follow us on Instagram and make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts. You'd recommend that, right?
You got to. Yeah.
And Mo, if you were going to write a review for us, what would you say?
I would say we're the best. We're very funny, very relatable, very beautiful voices. This is the best goddamn podcast about pro wrestling today.
You gotta stop it, because I'm gonna start crying any second. That was beautiful. That was poetry. And make sure to transcribe and copy that into your review. Better do it today. Thank you all so much for watching. Mohit, cut a promo on John Stossel.
You cut a promo, Red. I cut a promo.
Cut a promo, John Stossel.
John Stossel, you furry mustache, you little caterpillar motherfucker. That, you look stupid as hell. And you know what? I don't like you because you once tried to ruin pro wrestling because that's what I love the most in my life.